Good talk.
Today's learning from initial Chaimlus from Shinari Moshe Neil Rivka Bas Moshe Israel. Should be supposed to Shalom Chaim Moshe and Malka Yonisim and Sarim and Bracha Basar Malka. Supposed for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're starting a new siman today, siman Kuf Pei Dalet, and here we're going to start talking about the mitzvah of benching, the chiyuv of benching, I should say, in the place that you ate. We've mentioned this previously, but here we get into this discussion. So let's see the Mechaber Sif Aleph. Simen Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Aleph. Mi sha'ochal b'makam echad, you ate your meal in one place. Tzarech levarech koidim sheyakim mekoimet. You have to bench in there, in that particular place. Ayelel Simen Kuf Ayin Ches. There we spoke about shinu makoim, and can you continue meal in other places, so on and so forth. L'maisa, we came out that we, according to the way we follow, you could technically change as long as you meet the appropriate requirements from one place to another, but still, then you have to bench in the place that you finished, right? You can't just randomly go bench someplace else. Now, what happens if you didn't? You left your place. So first, the Mechaber, we'll see this is a Machlaik. So Mechaber first follows the sheet of the Rambam. Im hayav mezid, if you did this intentionally, you say, I don't have to bench now. You have to return back to the place that you ate and bench over there. Now, the im, however, even though you're supposed to return, what happens if you did bench in the place that you remembered? Yotza, then, but the avid, you are yotza. Now, that, as I mentioned, is only one shita. Says there, Mavadafkaladasa Rambam. This was only according to the Rambam. Avaladasa Rosh, according to the Rosh, the Sviri law. The af b'shoigig yachzal mekayme. The Rambam holds that b'shoigig, you don't have to return to your place, although it was better to have benched in the place that you ate. But b'shoigig, if you made a mistake, you forgot, and you left, you don't have to return. So only b'mezid you have to return, and therefore, if you did bench shaloi b'mekayme, you are yotze b'dieved. However, according to the Rush, that holds that b'shoigig, you also have to return back to your place. 1 second, my computer is... Okay. You also have to return back to your place. Therefore, yachzel mekayme lechatchila. You have to go, the af b'shag yachzel mekayme lechatchila, even b'shag, you have to go back. The mezid, if you did this intentionally, after the avid lo yotza, according to the Rosh, you're not yotza. V'im hayu b'shagig, now the mechaber continues. If this was b'shagig, lo rambam yivarach b'mekayme memakam sheniska. According to Rambam, you can mention where you are. That even b'shagig. So Lamais, just to sum up what the Mechaber just said, according to the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Yoina, if I didn't bench where I ate, even if it was b'shagig, I got to return. Certainly b'mezid, you have to return. Therefore, according to them, if I did bench in the place that I remembered, I didn't go back, so now it would depend. If it was b'shagig that I left, then b'diyevet, I was yoitza. If it was b'mezid that I left, even b'diyevet, I'm not yoitza, I have to go back. According to the Rambam, which holds that b'shagig, you don't have to go back. B'mezid, you do have to go back. Then b'mezid, your yoitza b'diyevet, b'shagig, you don't even have to go back. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Koidim shiaka, before you leave where you are, mipina lapina, from one corner of the room to another, filo abayis gadol, even if it's a large house, muta, that is, the room is large, it's not considered not benching in a place. So filo kishen roi mekayim arishan, even if you don't see the original place that you ate, kagoyin achorei haparavan, that we already said is the mechitza, ki yoitza b'zeh, that is still considered. What happens if I cannot eat in the room that I ate? So let's say I ate someplace and then for whatever reason, there's a smell, there's some other reason that I'm not able to do Birchas HaMazon where I ate. I can go into, the next best option is go into an adjacent room, but I should be Reyes Mekoyim, I should be able to see. If my intention while I made the mitzvah was to go to another place in my house in order to bench, so if I had in mind when I ate, when I washed, that I am eating in one room and I plan on benching in another room in the same house, it's okay. Again, not ideal. Any Within Dalai Lama's considered makamecha, v'yuchal ahatik m'kayma yadei meniya katana, and you're able to move. That's not considered not being in your place. Yachsel m'kayma, afilu kvar holoch b'derech l'merachah kama milin. So we said that if you went ahead and you left the place, you have to go back to bench, even if you traveled quite a distance, and even if you're traveling with a group and you don't want and they don't want to wait for you, and you have to travel alone, you really should go back. Obviously, not if you're going to be a sakana. But you should go back. Now, the only exception, now, we're going to learn shortly that there's only a certain amount of time that you can wait until you bench. You can't wait forever for benching. So if I left the place that I ate, and now I traveled so far away that by the time I get back to my place, I'm no longer going to be able to bench because I will have already digested the food. And therefore, it doesn't help going back because by the time I get back, I can't bench. And I'm going to miss out then on benching. Then, yivarech kan, I should bench where I am. Yotza. So we said that if you benched in the place that you are, you yotza b'di'evet. Again, depends. According to the Rambam, it's b'di'evet even if you did it b'mezid. According to the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yona, it's only a yotza b'di'evet if you did it b'shogig. V'haynu afilo ha'yemezid b'akirasa. According to Rambam, even if it was a mezid, v'gam hezid at the b'brach. He said, I'm not going back. I'm just going to bench here. He knew the rule is that you have to go back to bench. Afilo ha'chi yotza b'di'evet, you yotza b'di'evet. Ladasa Rambam, that was going according to the Rambam. Right, Sulaiman, the Svirale, Besamach, we're going to see the Rambam shortly, as we saw already, the Mechaber brings it down. The Beshoigig Aflechat Chilo Yuchal Levarach B'makam Shaniska. Beshoigig able to bench even not in the place that you ate. Dailanu Im Nachmer B'meza B'lechat Chilo Shetzarech Lachsel Mekayme. So according to the Rambam, we're going one step. So since the Shogeg he holds, you don't have to go back at all. The Mezer he holds that l'chatchila you have to go back, but you have not. Aval Adas Rosh, according to the Rosh, so he's one step more chamadik. So therefore, in how we act, we'll have to be one step more chamadik. The Af b'Shogeg tzarech l'chatchila lachzim and koyma. That even b'Shogeg you have to go back to your place. Mistaber the Mezer machmir in tvei. When it comes to Mezer, they even more machmir. The Af b'Di'evad lo yotze. Ulini alocha. Okay, let's see what the Mishabur tells us. Inya alocha. Heskima achrayim. The ain't tzarich lachzav baruch filayim b'mezid ba'alicha u'bebracha kanal b'sif katan dalav. That lemaisa we hold that even b'mezid if you benched b'di'evad you were yotze. Even though if we hold according to the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Yona, you have to go that lechatchila you should have gone back. Yivarech b'makom sheniskim mikol makom gamlo de'ezoy imchaza harez ha'meshubach. Even according to the Shita that holds that if you did it, you did it b'shogeg, you don't have to go back. Okay, even he would hold that it's still praiseworthy to go back. Elad ain't mechuyev, but we can't for you're not mechuyev. Yachsam kamei mevarach lekasra chayin lechein nachal lindeng lemaisa lemaisa. I'm loyishu shasat chag unless it's a real shasat chag. As yuchalisma chasar rishoyne, then you can be soymech on the Rambam. However, in our regular day-to-day lives, we should not be soymech on the Rambam. We have the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Yona that disagree. And therefore, if you should make sure to bench where you ate, and even if you left that place, even if it's going to be quite a distance for you to come back and quite inconvenient, unless it's a major shasat chag, you should go back to the place that you ate in order to do the birch samaz. And the only exception, remember, is this, you have to make a cheshbon. If it's going to take you so long to get back, and by the time you get back, you'll no longer have a chi of a benching, then obviously you shouldn't go back because that will have defeated the whole purpose and you'll miss out on benching. Then you have no choice but to do b'di'evad and bench wherever you are. Says the Mechaber, what is this talking about that we have to go back? She'ein loy pasoy, that he doesn't have any more bread. If he has more bread, eat a little bit vivarech and you can bench. Rak sheloyei rav me'echila rishoyna. It shouldn't have been, so first we'll address the second part of the Mechaber. He shouldn't have been so long that you're already hungry from your first eating. Because if you're already hungry from your first eating, then your benching no longer applies to that. So that's push it. Now, let's go to the first part. Mechaber says, I ate at home. Then I went to my office. And I remembered I didn't bench. So I can eat more, right? And then bench one time. Now, you remember, we went through an entire probably week, maybe more than a week, talking about Shinui Makom and how can... what's the story? Can I eat in another place? Can I not eat in another place? So let's see the Mishabura. Yoicha makam hasheni. Bafil b'mezit. Mahani haytakana. This fix works. Sheyoicha kam pas davamiyat. Mu'at. Eat some some bread. Okay. The ain't sarach levarach tefillah birchas hamayitzah. You do not have to make a birchas hamayitzah if you still intended to eat. If you didn't intend to eat, remember, if you masiach das from eating, then it doesn't count, right? If you masiach das from eating, then you have to make another birchas hamayitzah. But loy birchas hamazon mashik far ocha. You don't have to make a birchas hamazon on what you ate previously. But ach achilas pasher v'kan yivarach birchas hamazon v'yalal achilas ocha b'makam acha, and it will help your eating for there. Ma'at heinu afilu pachas mikizayis. You don't have to eat a full kazayas. Then we call makam et star of zeh l'achilu sh'okam makam harishon. This would mitzar if you're eating in the first place, you're eating in the second place. V'dafka in b'makam hasheni yochah gam kein pas. You have to eat bread. Aval palperis v'kisten. You have a piece of cake. Mitzad apri megadim dafilu kazayas le'mahani. That definitely doesn't help. So you ate at home and then you went to your office. You eat more. You can bench over there. You don't have to go back according to this. But you got to be careful, because I made my hamaitzi at home, and when I left, I was done eating. I was completely mesiach das from eating, and I got to make another hamaitzi, right? If I was still intended to eat, so then we already learned you should have had in mind when you wash that you plan on eating in two places. That would have been the best option. Rak shaloyei rav, you shouldn't be hungry. Demu rav lo yimahani mashiyeh chalata. What I'm eating now doesn't help. Dikvai hifsed abich zaman shechayil rosh shayne. Just telling you, you'll wash out on Bechus Mazel once you're hungry again. We'll see in Sifei. Once I lost out on my Chiyuv of Bechus Mazel on the first one, then I definitely finished my meal. And since I definitely finished my meal, not only can't I bench, I certainly will need a new Hamaitzi. So this solution would not apply in that case. Let's go drop further. Yes, I remember those who say, says Mechaber Sif Gimel. Yes, I remember Kol Shivas Aminin. All the shivas aminu tunim bracha lachreim b'mikayim. We mentioned this yesterday. That not only is it by benching, but any time you're going to make the bracha achreim, the bracha achas mayan shalosh, the ala michya or the ala peris, needs to have a bracha in its place, just like benching. The yeshaimer, not those who say the chamesh aminu dag and dafka the five grains, and not all the shivas aminu. Let's see the mishavur b'mikayim. If he left, it would be the exact same halacha as in benching. There's a third shita. So some one shita, let's review the three shitas. One shita holds that benching needs to be mekaymai for bread, and that's it. Nothing else needs to be mekaymai. There's another shita that holds that chameshes min adagim needs to have the alamichya b'mekaymai. There's another shita, third shita, that holds that all shivas aminim needs to be b'mkayimai, not only bread and mezainus. So in yedina, kasev sham agra, the ikikidei ashniya. The middle case, meaning the chameshes minim dog and chashiva kapas linyan zeh. So not only do we have to be careful about benching in the place that we ate, but we should also be careful about alamichya on the mezainus on the chameshes mina dogim in the place is the same halachas. I'm actually having shabura, which he basically referenced over here, and he said that by the chameshes mina dogim we should be makbet on this. Siv dalit, we have another 2 minutes. Achal, we ate any day in berach mesamazon life. You don't remember if you benched or not. Tzarich levarach misafik neishi minatayrus. So normally we always said everything till now was safik brachas lahakal, but all brachas come out, all brachas are drabanan. Birchas Hamazon is midaraisa. So by the Rabbanan, we say Safik Brachas Lahakal. However, over here, the Mechaber tells us we're talking about a daraisa. Since we're talking about a raisa, if you don't remember if you benched or not, and you're still in a matzah that you can bench, you're not yet hungry, and you're still in a matzah that you can bench, then you have to bench again. Tzarech Levarach, Hainu Kol Birchas Hamazon. You have to do the whole Birchas Hamazon. Af Bracha Revias, She'en El Medarbanan. Even Bracha Revias, Kech Lelu Zuzliba. So here's an interesting thing. So I've asked you a question. When do you have a Bracha Rabbanan that you say Safik Brachas, you still have to bench? This is one of the cases. Why? So the first three Brachas I have to bench because it's a Dairaisa, Safik Dairaisa, L'chumra. So I have to bench again. But if I'm only going to tell you to do the first three Brachas, we had the same idea earlier. We're going to be Mezalzel in Bracha number four. Therefore, they said, not only you have to re-bench the first three brachas, you should also bench the fourth bracha, which is the Rabbanan, and we won't say Safik brachas lachem, misafik. You're able to even be mitzi someone else. Now, here is an interesting twist to this halacha. Remember, we said, what's the raisa of benching? V'achalta, V'savata, right? And it's the famous Gemara that Hashem is nice upon him to Klal Yisrael. Hashem is extra nice to us. Why? Because I told him v'chalto v'savata and v'hei machmir na'atzme afilu kezayas afilu kebeya. Even if they only eat a kezayas, even a kebeya. What does that mean? That although it's possible for me to eat a kezayas and I won't be satisfied, still we undertake ourselves to bench Hashem, say birch samazin, even though it's less than savata. So, but the savata, the less than savata is not a deraisa, because deraisa is v'chalto savata. So this that we said that you have to bench is that you were satisfied by your eating. But if you were not satisfied by your eating, then it's only the rabbanon. The eloi savel, the right of price from the rabbanon. And we call makam yareli yerushalayim in the stopping and berach eloi v'onshor, afilu shalai lochal al kezayah, sheyitul yadav, v'varach ha-maitz, v'yayichil kezayah, v'varach b'yich samazay. So what should you do? Interesting. So if I washed, and I ate less than a kebeya, or less than a kezayas. I'm not v'savata, I'm still a little hungry, but we machma, we bench on the kezayas. But now, I don't remember if I bench. Now I got a problem. If we go with the shita that it's the rabbanon, I'm not supposed to bench again. If I go to shita, it's the daraisa, I am supposed to bench again. So what am I supposed to do? Wash. The only eats, if you want to get yourself out of this problem, you should wash, eat enough that you're at savatas, or eat another kezayas at least, right? And therefore, you now for sure have a chi of birch samazin because of this other kezayas that you ate. And that birch samazin could satisfy both the first kezayas if you didn't yet get the bench. And this way, you'll have gotten yourself out of the suffix. So in general, although we say suffix brachas lahakal, but if I'm able to extract myself from the suffix, certainly I am supposed to do that. Okay, we'll stop over here. And we will continue tomorrow.